Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the bye week. Sal Capaccio here. It's always game day in Buffalo. The Bills rolling into the bye with some good vibes, good feelings amongst the fan base, amongst the team. 9-2 on the season, holding down the 2 seed right now, a half game back of Kansas City for the 1 seed at 9-1. And of course, a lot of football to be played. If the Bills had lost on Sunday, you could kiss the 1 seed goodbye. They'd have to kind of continue on to try and fight for the 2, maybe still, you know, think about where they would fall, the 3, probably not the 4. The 2 seeds, right? 2 seed right now is very, very doable, but they do have the Pittsburgh Steelers on their heels as the 3. And still able to catch maybe the Kansas City Chiefs if they stub their toe, something happens along the way, and the Bills still obviously have a challenging schedule as well. So all that's still on the table, and we're just going to roll into the bye week here and feel really good about where the team is, because as Sean McDermott said when he was asked actually on his Zoom call on Monday, do you prefer when you have the bye? Meaning like, you know, what week? He goes, preferably after a win. So that was pretty funny actually, because you can't predict it's going to be a win, but it is a win. It's over the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Bills go to the bye, celebrating that win and getting healthier. So let's talk about all that. I have something I have to get off my chest about all this celebration stuff that's been going on lately. All right. I mean, first of all, it's been a really cool, fun rivalry between Chiefs fans and Bills fans over the last few years. That's kind of evolved here. I think Chiefs fans, for the most part, throughout my life, have always been some of the more respectful, cool fans that we've had a little bit of a kinship with Buffalo, smaller market. But over the last few years, I think everybody around the league realizes they've been a little bit smug and cocky, and hey, they have Super Bowls. Why not? Right. That's kind of what happens when you win championships. But all this stuff about celebrating. Okay. What I've seen lately is this: the Bills win a game against Kansas City, the Chiefs, who were undefeated, the defending Super Bowl champions. And there's a huge celebration going on by the fan base in the locker room. Josh Allen's run is being replayed all the time. And then you have Kansas City fans saying, come on, come on, look at these people celebrating a win. We only care about playoff games. Well, first of all, let me say, if you didn't care about this game, if it didn't matter, why did Patrick Mahomes play every snap? Of course it mattered, right? I mean, it's a football game. Then I see Bills fans going back and saying, wait a minute, what do you mean you don't celebrate regular season wins? Look at how you celebrated, and Patrick Mahomes flying around the field with his arms in the air after the Broncos missed the field goal. The Chiefs blocked the field goal from the Broncos to keep their undefeated season alive. We're all approaching this wrong, okay? It's not about why should you celebrate these games that aren't the playoff games, that aren't critical to going to a Super Bowl or knocking your season out. You should celebrate those things. This is what sports are about. I read some of this stuff and think, have these people ever played sports in their life? Have they ever been around sports in their life? Do they not know what it's like to work hard to accomplish something? absolutely Bills fans, Bills players, Bills coaches, the Buffalo, the Bills Mafia fan base should absolutely be celebrating like crazy when you win a game against the two-time defending Super Bowl champions who are undefeated, who are a team that you've had to obviously have your struggles with in the playoffs and you've beaten in the regular season. It was a big game. Incredible game, right? I mean, game of the year on CBS, and look at the viewership. It was a huge game. But Kansas City Chiefs fans, you should also celebrate when your team blocks a field goal at the end of a game to win and you keep your undefeated season. What's wrong with celebrating? Nothing. Do you realize how hard people work to be able to show up on Sunday afternoon or Monday night or Thursday night and win a football game? Of course you should celebrate. That's what sports are about. Of course, the fan base should celebrate. That's what being a fan is all about. If you're not going to celebrate when your team wins, regardless of how or when it happens, why are you invested? Why are you a fan? That's what makes sports very cool. That's why it hurts so much when you lose too, by the way. It hurts the players. It hurts the coaches. It certainly hurts the fans, right? When you lose, you feel bummed about it and you want to be super critical and not watch any content of it maybe, or yell at the content you see. And when you win, you should celebrate it and watch as much and consume as much as you possibly can. There's nothing wrong with that. Chiefs fans, when you win a game against the Broncos, who are a 500 team, and block a field goal at the end, of course you should celebrate. If you win 35-10 over the Panthers this week, you should celebrate. It's a football game. You win. If the Buffalo Bills beat the Kansas City Chiefs in their house the way that they did to end their undefeated season, my gosh, why wouldn't they celebrate? Absolutely you should. If they win a game against, the New York Jets when they come to Buffalo in a month and maybe they don't have Aaron Rodgers and they're a mess, they should still celebrate. That's what sports are about. That's what football is about. That's what working all week is all about to get to that point to celebrate. So I think a lot of you are just going at it the wrong way here and telling each other you shouldn't be celebrating this, you shouldn't be celebrating that. No, you should be celebrating on both sides of the aisle. And we'll see how it turns out. Maybe that game, the Chiefs and the Bills, winds up being a pretty big game for Kansas City. Maybe it doesn't matter. We all know when you get to the playoffs, it's a different deal. They're probably still going to have to play each other again. But let's stop with the, oh my God, I can't believe you're celebrating that. Why wouldn't you celebrate? That's what being a fan of a team is all about. Go celebrate. That's what I have to say about that as my phone goes off in the meantime. All right, so let me talk about injuries here as the Bills roll into the bye week. Sean McDermott on Monday met with the media via his normal Zoom call. He said no new injuries added to the list, meaning they got out of this game healthy, which is great. Now, obviously, the Bills went into the game with some guys banged up. He said the guys who are banged up are going to stay back in Buffalo in rehab. Stay back in Buffalo, meaning they're not leaving for the bye, you know, going out of town or anything. They're going to rehab. Now, whatever that means, how many days, whatever. The team gets days off. They have to give a mandatory, I believe it's 4 days off by the CBA. McDermott's giving them pretty much the rest of this week off and into next week before they begin preparation for the San Francisco 49ers. But players can go to the facility and they can rehab. They can go and watch film. They can work out. You just can't do anything formal with coaches. That's basically CBA rules. So what do we got here? The guys who did not play on Sunday, who are already on the active roster and hopefully should be back for the San Francisco game in 2 weeks. Tight end Dalton Kincaid, right tackle Spencer Brown, and wide receiver Keon Coleman. So hopefully they're all back. I think they're all trending in the right direction. But McDermott said they're going to have to evaluate, obviously, where all of them are and find out as they get back next week. But they're all going to be rehabbing throughout the week. Obviously, a great thing for the Bills to be able to win without three really important players on offense. Then you have two players on injured reserve who are coming back at some point. We know Matt Milano's coming back. His 21-day window has opened. Is he coming back for the San Francisco game? My guess is yes. I think they're going to activate him before that game. They have to activate him by December 4th to put him on that's after the San Francisco game, before the Rams game. If they don't, he's done for the year. That's not going to happen. They're going to activate him at some point. Now, they could wait till after the San Francisco game. They do have an extra roster spot right now. So if they do that, they put him on, you're fine. But you also have Dwayne Carter. Dwayne Carter, defensive tackle, has now fulfilled his 4 games on IR obligation. Maybe you give him another week. You see how things shake out. What's interesting to me is what happens with this roster. With Baylen Specter on IR, obviously you could bring Matt Milano back and, you know, your linebacker numbers kind of look similar to what they have been all year. But Specter's a middle linebacker. Milano's a weak side linebacker. What does that mean for Eddie Ulofosio? I mean, here's a draft pick. They're not going to waive him. You know, obviously he's been inactive on game day quite often. Nicholas Morrow's an interesting guy. When everybody's healthy, is Nicholas Morrow maybe the odd man out? He's been playing special teams. So what the roster looks like is interesting to me. Also at defensive tackle, obviously Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones. You have Jordan Phillips and Quentin Jefferson, who just got here. And then you have Austin Johnson, who's done a nice job. And by the way, Mr. Interception, Austin Johnson. When Dwayne Carter comes back, what does that look like, right? So there's a lot of different things and ways on the roster. I think the Bills can kind of go about this and massage it. We'll see where it ultimately goes. It's a good problem to have, obviously. You're getting healthier, and you hope you stay healthy. There's still a lot of football to be played, and of course, injuries can still happen as the season goes on. I've seen some speculation again about Micah Hyde now that the Bills are in the bye week. You know where I stand on this. I've said it for months and months, which is, look, it would never stun me if Micah Hyde came back, but I always felt it would be maybe around this time. And even then, never thought it would necessarily happen unless the Bills really felt it needed to happen and Micah really wanted to play. It's going to take two to make this happen, if it were to be something, right? Which is Micah Hyde, Micah Hyde would say, I really, really want to come back. The Bills would have to say, we really want to have Micah Hyde back. At this point, I don't really see that happening because I think the Bills are very confident and comfortable with what they're getting out of their safety position. They have Taylor Rapp, who's had an outstanding year to me, the way he's been playing. Damar Hamlin, who's been very steady, obviously. And I know that's been a question mark all year, but here they are at 9-2. He's played really well. Cole Bishop behind them, they really like. And then Cam Lewis comes in as the dime defender. He plays safety sometimes. He had an excellent game, you know, coming in and doing the things that he had to do in his limited 10 snaps against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's his role. The Bills have on the practice squad, Lewis Cine and Kareem Jackson. You also have the injury question about Micah. And if he comes back, would he actually be a backup? So I just think there's so much that has to go into Micah Hyde coming back. I just can't see a scenario right now where it's like, hey, we get to next week and wow, they're bringing Micah Hyde back. Now, if there were some injuries at safety, I think that would be a little bit more of a thing. But you got to think about, I'm sure he's in shape, but you know, you got to ramp him back up to football shape, get him ready. You think about his injuries, you know, what the salary structure looks like. Is he going to come back for the minimum salary for the rest of the year? All those things play into this. So I know Matt has talked about this a lot and he's always kind of on the, they're coming, he's going to come back. He's going to come back. I've never been on the mindset that he's definitely going to come back, only that it could happen. And if it does, it would happen late in the year, which is now. But as of right now, I don't necessarily see that unless there's at least one injury to the position.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what else do we have? Bye week, what's going to happen on the bye week? What are you watching for? Real quickly here. I'm going to take a look at the NFL schedule. Let me bring it up. By the way, there are no byes during Thanksgiving week, and then there's six byes the week after that. This week, actually, six this week, actually, too. Six byes this week, then there are none Thanksgiving week, and then week 14, let me see. Oh, yeah, another six. Wow, that's crazy. The Ravens have their bye week 14. Week 12, though, Steelers-Browns Thursday night. I would say, obviously, root for the Browns as a Bills fan because, you know, you want to make sure you can at least secure the two seed. The difference between two and three is if you play that in the second round, it's where the game is played, right? So give the Steelers a loss, see where that goes. And I know people are thinking about, you know, well, hey, it's okay if the Steelers win the division, but you don't want the Ravens necessarily to get into that wild card. So maybe you want that to happen too. Give the Steelers a loss. The Ravens can win the division. So they're not a wild card. But either way, I say just root for the Browns. Other interesting AFC games to watch. The Dolphins are kind of creeping back in it. They do play the Patriots and Drake May's playing pretty well. And the Bills have the Patriots twice. So an interesting game, at least to watch from that perspective. The Broncos are looking really good. They're taking on the Raiders this week. The Texans are at home against the Tennessee Titans. You never know what happens when those two teams meet and get together. But the big one, the biggest one, Ravens at Chargers Monday night. Monday Night Football, Ravens at Chargers. We just saw the Bengals and Chargers play Sunday night. Now the Ravens go to the Chargers Monday night. I mean, if the Chargers win this, they're legit, right? 8-3. They're 7-3 right now. And I'm still wondering about them. They're playing really good football, especially on defense. But man, second half, Bengals came storming back, almost beat them. Ravens at 7-4. They lose to go to 7-5. Holy cow. They're in this whole group then with these teams who you never know, you know, how their season could wind up ending up. And I think you'd still pick them to make the playoffs, but they'd still be a little dicey for them. But that's an interesting game. That's a big game, obviously, coming up on Monday night. All right. I am headed to the West Coast for my bye week. And I just want to let you know, if you're out in San Francisco, San Jose, I should say, here's what I'm doing. Taking off and going to flying into San Francisco. We're going to Alcatraz, me and the fam, on Friday night. Not going to be good weather in San Francisco. Like, they have all this rain coming. It's okay. Still going to, we've been planning this vacation. Can't wait. Went to Alcatraz years ago when the Bills played the Raiders, had a whole day in there. Marone used to go a day early on West Coast trips, did the day tour. I'm going to do the night tour with my family. They've never been there. So I've always said, we got to do this. We're doing the night tour at Alcatraz Friday night. Saturday, going to San Jose, Sabres Sharks game. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome in San Jose. They're actually retiring Joe Thornton's number that night in San Jose. So it's going to be kind of a really cool atmosphere. It's an 8 o'clock start time here in Western New York and in the East. It's only a 5 o'clock start time there. So after the game, here's what I want to tell you. If you're a Bills fan in San Jose, I'm trying to hook up with like the Bills backers to find a spot that we can go hang out. So I'm looking to say hi to people, go hang out, Bills backers bar somewhere. Let's do that. That's after the game in San Jose. Hopefully a Sabres win. We can go celebrate that win and hang out together. So pay attention on my social media at Sal Sports for that, which I'm going to talk about in 1 second. And then on Sunday, going to Napa, doing the wine tasting thing. Going to be really cool. And I'll be back next week. We'll get ready for Thanksgiving, get ready for the San Francisco 49ers game, obviously. All right, social media. Real quick before I wrap up, just have to say this. I am not leaving Twitter. I'm not leaving X, whatever you want to call it. I'm at Sal Sports. I've built up a really great following, and I'm so appreciative of all of you, 188,000 people. It's amazing to me. I hate having to go to new social media platforms and creating new, you know, followings and fan bases, and because it's just, I built something that it takes a lot of time, right, to do that. But this Blue Sky thing, a lot of you are there. Now, look, I am not Sal Politics on Twitter. I don't care why you go to Blue Sky. You have your own reasons. You want to go there? That's fine. But I know if you're there, then I guess I should be there, right? And I'm not leaving Twitter, but I am on Blue Sky now, at Sal Sports on Blue Sky, and I'll post there. I'll try to post there more and more and more frequently, but it is tough sometimes to do all these different platforms, Twitter, Blue Sky. I'm at Sal Sports on Facebook, Sal Sports on Instagram, Sal Sports on YouTube, which is where you can find this show, right? Always Game Day in Buffalo, plus a lot of other stuff and content that I do. Sal's House Video Podcast. Check it all out right there. We've over 10,000 subscribers now on the YouTube channel. It's amazing. Thank you so much. But it just gets really tough sometimes. So it's not that I don't want to go over there. It's not that I'm opposed to it. It's not that I want to leave Twitter or anything. I'll do it because you're there. And that's where a lot of you tell me you're going. And whatever reasons you have to go, those are your reasons. I don't want to get involved in that. It's not political for me in any sort of way. I want to be able to give you the content that you need. So that's why I've created at Sal Sports on Blue Sky, and I'll be posting over there as well. But I'm not leaving Twitter. I'm right there. Please go there at Sal Sports. You can find me there. I'd love to get over, I'd love to get to 200,000 followers on Twitter, 188,000. It's been sitting there stagnant for a little while, which I think because some people have migrated over to Blue Sky, but that's okay. We're going to keep that following going, keep building it up. I just wanted to say that to you, wherever you go, for whatever reason. I don't want to get involved in all that. I just want you to know that I'm trying to give you the content that you want wherever you are. All right. Have a great, great bye week. Maybe Matt will come and give you some more content here. Maybe we'll both do it at some point while we're on vacation. I know he's going to Florida. I'm going to California. So, you know, we'll see how the week shakes out. And then we'll talk to you next week on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Thanks a lot to our producer, Mike Robier, always doing a great job. And of course, download and subscribe wherever you pod and go to the Sal Sports YouTube page. Subscribe. We had like close to 20,000 views of our last show, which was the post-game show after the Kansas City Chiefs game. Thank you so much for all that. Much love to all of you. I'll talk to you on Twitter, on Blue Sky, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, or wherever the heck else you are.